This song is in the key of E flat, so we'll expect all the B's, E's, and A's to be flatted, but that doesn't keep us from having this strange chord at the very beginning. What we have in the right hand is basically a D chord, and it's going to go from there to the E flat, and we'll do it twice. So I have an F sharp below middle C with my first, A above that with my second, and then the D above that, which is the D right above middle C with my fourth. I'm going to go from there to the E flat chord right next to it. And that will put my first finger on the G below middle C, and then my third finger on the B flat above that, and then my fourth finger on the E flat above that. So that way I can go from the D to the E flat, and we'll actually do that twice. Now I'm also working the pedal. The pedal goes down here. When I hit the E flat, it goes up and back down. When I hit the D, it goes up and down. E flat up and down. That way I get a smooth. Whereas if I don't use the pedal, I get this. See, you can hear the gap in between there, and I don't want that. So I'm pumping the pedal. In the left hand, I start off with an E flat and a B flat. This is the E flat 2 below middle C with my third, and the B flat above that with my first. I'll hit these together, and I'll keep my first finger on the B flat. What will happen next is left hand will play the B flat below the E flat it's holding, come back to the E flat, and then back to the B flat. So the third and fifth fingers are going back and forth between E flat and B flat, while the first finger holds down that initial B flat. And when I put the two hands together, the right hand will play that D chord, F sharp, A, and D. At the same time, the left hand plays the initial E flat and B flat. Pedal goes down, right hand goes to the E flat chord, pedal comes up, back down. Then when the right hand goes back to the D chord, F sharp, A, and D, this is where the left hand plays the B flat with its fifth. Pedal up and down, right hand comes back to the E flat. Pedal up and down. So far we have this. Then what happens next is the right hand will go up to another D chord, but this time it will be A, D, F sharp. So this is the A below middle C with our first, D above that with my second, F sharp above that with my fourth. Left hand with this, you'll play the E flat under your third. Your first finger still has that B flat down. So as soon as this hits, the right hand will play its D chord, A, D, F sharp. Pedal up and down, and then right hand goes to this E flat chord, B flat, E flat, G. And that's the B flat below middle C with your first, E flat above that with your third, and G above that with your fifth. So far, the first three beats of this measure sound like this. Now let's take a look at the fourth beat of the measure.